Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you, Benny, for turning that up. I must have not as good hearing as Sue Lundquist, who comes on before me.
You guys both have pretty bad hearing, I think. I have to crank them up for the both of y'all.
Got to crank them up for us. Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, we've been doing this so long. I want to feel completely connected to everybody out there. So I just want to hear myself talk better.
It's appreciated.
It is. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Okay, I have got to make an announcement before I tell you about today's show. So, Vicky from Renton, who instant messaged yesterday, and Kathleen from Everett, my bad. I didn't get your addresses or they didn't come through on the instant message. So Vicky from Renton, who called in during Michael, who was part of the Michael show yesterday, and Kathleen from Everett, I need to get your addresses so we can send you tickets and a T-shirt. So the best way to do that is don't go through the instant message again unless you do it right now. But I'm going to have to be every half hour making this announcement just in case you're not listening. But if you are listening, just instant message me and let me know, hey, I hear you, Dr. Pat, so I keep repeating this. You can send me an email at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, like information, the short abbreviation, at the, T-H-E, Dr. D-R, PatShow.com. So info at the DrPatShow.com, that'll come directly to me. And send me your full name and your address. And my bad on that. Yesterday, not getting the instant message with your address. Or if you didn't send them, just do that. We've got a great show for you today. You know, I love anniversaries. Do you know what I'm saying, Benny? I love anniversaries. I love the anniversary of, well, the one-year anniversary of Transformation Talk Radio. Also, this is the, and I think we figured it out, this is my eighth anniversary of the Dr. Pat Show on KKNW. So that's an anniversary. But when we talk about anniversaries, think about the celebrating 20 years at Women of Wisdom with Chris Stanis joining us here today. Now, okay, 20 years of Women of Wisdom. She's joining us here today. We're going to celebrate this. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what celebrating 20 years means and how that is manifesting into this upcoming Women of Wisdom event. So we are going to talk about the importance of gathering. We're going to talk about the importance of what it means to celebrate. We have lots of information to share. This is an epic event. And it is very, very cool to have her on here and just kind of get in the groove with Chris to find out what this 20-year journey has been about. Yesterday, we talked about the vows of success. I'm going to say the vow word again. I actually listened to that half-hour show we did. I laughed so hard. I could not help myself, Benny.
It was a good time, and we never really did come up with our epitaph that we were going to have.
No.
We were going to do it, but then we got caught up with the other show.
Right,
so.
But I wanted to give you guys a day to think
about
that.
Well, we were
that.
Ready. You gave us 15 minutes. We actually have some pretty good ones.
Do you have it?
I left it in the orange folder in the back there, Brian, so you can pull it out. Yeah, I wrote them both
down. Pull them out. Okay, yeah. Good. All right.
So when we have a chance, though, yeah.
We have to get to that because that is very important.
I think they're pretty good.
Okay, great. I want to do that at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. How's that?
All right, 24 hours later, yes.
Yes. 24 hours later.
Right.
Sweet. But think about the epitaph. Tell everybody what we ask you to do, because this relates to what I'm going to ask Chris. So we give Chris a heads up here
today.
Well,
I'm not sure exactly how it came up, but you ended up bringing up the question. But I literally could not come up with it right away.
One sentence.
It definitely, yeah, one sentence or around that.
Right.
I mean, really to hone in on what you would be known for.
Right.
Or
what do you want your,
what do you want
to
your
say?
Friends to say about you or remember you by?
Exactly.
And so I think ours are pretty good.
Right. I mean, imagine if they had to type
Brian's
one.
Is really good. It's long, but.
You know, I don't know if you're going to have a gravestone or not, but let's just use the metaphor.
I probably will.
All right. So what happened? What would you like that one sentence to be on your gravestone. I'm going to, Chris, you better be ready for this, because this is my Chris, I'm telling you, this is my first, this is my first question for you. But what is that one sentence?
Great way to start a show.
Wait, great way to start a show. I've been thinking about it a lot for myself. I got to give you two guys credit if you've actually come up with that, because it has been very, very difficult for me to do, but I finally did come up with it. Chris Stain is joining us here today. She is the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation and the author of Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And, you know, let's talk with Chris about this upcoming event, but more importantly, what the meaning of this. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Okay, so we gave you a little, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Well, maybe I should. But
too late for that. You already did.
There's this thing that I'm asking people now. In 2012, I'm starting things out because this is a year of meaning. And I think you've said that for Women of Wisdom, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. And so I asked Benny and Brian yesterday, one sentence, what would you like people to remember you for? If there was one sentence that would go either on your tombstone or somewhere, whatever that is, that's going to be some memorial. What is that one sentence that you would like people to say about you? Do you have yours, Chris?
I do.
Go for it, baby.
Because Women of Wisdom, our council met this weekend, and we've made a new vision and mission for going forward after 20 years. And, you know, I'm so in line with Women of Wisdom, the organization, when you're the founder, that it's part of that. So I might tweak it, but it's around she raised the feminine consciousness and transformed our world.
I love that. See that? Beautiful. Say it one more time, Chris. That was cool.
She raised the feminine consciousness and transformed our world.
When you think about that, how does that make you feel, especially in light of celebrating 20 years at Women of Wisdom?
It brings tears.
I know.
We just did a video. We have a very first professional video, and we're in tears watching it. You know, mm-hmm. When you reflect all the various faces on it and the women that have participated and the spirit that's in it. In fact, our Woman Wisdom vision, our new vision is raising the feminine spirit, transforming our world. So I'm saying it's so much, you know, it's so much in line with that. But seeing that feminine spirit on film, and it's up on our Facebook page now. All right, I don't know if I posted it right, but I did post it on a, you know, when you do a single post. And so people can see it. Yeah, it's amazing to think of 20 years.
Yeah. It is amazing. And, you know, it is to take the journey that you've taken. You know, when you look back now from the very first idea you had about creating Women of Wisdom, can you kind of remember the moment that you got the idea? Does that come to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that.
It was a very clear moment. I was riding down Aurora at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
I had just finished a few weeks before reading The Feminine Face of God, a book by Sherry Anderson and Patricia Hopkins. And it's a compilation of different women's stories from women from different spiritual traditions. And I love stories, and I love this book, reading about these women. And I was on the board of Seattle Unity Church, and they had at the time, for many years, this Wednesday night program where they'd bring speakers in, and it just came to me. It was just one of those, that's why I remember it so clearly, because it was a crystal clear, like, transmitted universe down to me, like, oh, we should bring women like these to Unity, to the speaker program. And then the next sentence was, it needs to be a week long, like a conference, so that we create community.
Mm.
Now, I just thought a conference. In the first year in planning, we were planning a conference. So I wasn't aware the universe was saying beyond, you know, beyond that. And I share, on the first night, I stood up and said, welcome to the first annual.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I'm looking up at the sky going, okay, another downloaded message. But, you know, when you're doing it, you don't know that. Because conferences kind of, they live and die. You know, there's usually a lifespan of X number of years, even for organizations sometimes.
Yeah, because for several reasons, right? Either the momentum of the message, you know, loses steam, or what it takes to put something like this on takes its toll on people. And I don't think folks understand the magnitude of work and effort that you and your team put into this either.
Oh, it's immense, and I'm in my January overwhelm right now. So, yeah, there's tons on my plate, and there's a whole, we have a team of, I mean, I counted, we have a roster now of all the people that are involved, whether they're on our council, which is our board, or the committee, they're all kind of doing something. There's about 35 people at this stage. Earlier, when we're planning, there's not as many, about a dozen, that go through and select the program and kind of do the early planning. But when we get to full steam now where we have coordinators for all these different areas, and then we're not doing it anymore where it's just one person in an area. We're teaming up. So there's two or three people working in an area together, which makes it more fun and takes the lift off of our shoulders. I need two or three of me right now, but.
But, you know, that's it. I mean, it does take time and it does take effort, but let's talk about the rewards and the benefits, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, the rewards are seeing people come through the door with a big smile on their face and people sharing their stories in a workshop or having an emotional breakthrough or coming up to you and saying, well, I hear things years later. I met someone, I was at a conference in San Francisco this spring, and there was a mentoring, a session for mentoring young women. And we went around and introduced ourselves, and afterwards, a woman came up to me. She was Native American, and she had been part of, we had a Woman of Wisdom retreat down at Big Bear Lake for many years in California, and she had gone to that, and she even joined the planning committee one year, and she said, that changed my life. I joined this rainbow, I forget what it was called, but it was in San Diego, and it was a group of one of the grandmother's groups that was putting the word out there and about Native American grandmothers. And because she had done Woman of Wisdom, she was able to go be a part of that and make that happen. And there was just this wonderful connection. If we hadn't met in that moment,
right?
You know, this is 6 years later, I would never have known that impacted her.
Right. Right.
And that's what it does. And I don't have to know everybody does, but it's wonderful when you do hear it because it validates the work we do.
Right. Right. You know what I love about this? We're going to take a short break because this is really the theme. Yeah, I don't know about Chris, Chris. I want to talk about this. I have had some very interesting experience about creating the vision this year. And what I've noticed is that miracles are showing up everywhere. And sometimes when they show up, I notice my own energy and I notice how afraid I get. So I'm getting in touch with that. What is it about Women of Wisdom? What is it about this year's gathering that will help so many women move beyond their fears and step in to their epic lives? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Go. We have such really cool music now. Benny gets to pick it from, I think, 92.5 and then 98.9, the click?
Yeah,
click.
It's never changed. I've always played music from my personal selection, but we do have a benefit to have our sister station moving down the hall.
Well, we got three of them. We got moving, we got click, and then we've got the oldies, right? I get that wrong. Is it Kixie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really oldies, though.
Okay.
Great memories.
Great
memories.
Okay, I call them cool songs.
But
that's
even better.
In my iPod, they're called cool songs.
Awesome.
Yeah. But then, of course, as we said, there is the DJ extraordinaire, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris Dane is joining us here today, celebrating 20 years at Women of Wisdom. It is a celebration. It's enormous. You know, the book that Lynn McTaggart put out, her latest book, The Bond, talks about the importance of gathering. Jack Canfield and Bill Gladstone put out the book, The Golden Motorcycle Gang, and, you know, talking about the gathering. A lot of things happening in terms of written material. But here's the deal. Many of the large format work events have sort of fallen off the face of the earth, with the exception of Hay House and I Can Do It and some of the cruises, certainly. But Women of Wisdom is stronger now than it ever has been. And thanks to Chris Danis and a great team of people. Chris, welcome to the show again. And let's talk about this gathering this year. Why is this important? And what will it do to help women move beyond that veneer of fear that just may keep popping up like I had this year?
I know that one too. I'm starting a new business and you know, I think we're in this chaos. It just feels very chaotic, and yet it can be a very creative time. And so I think it's so important to gather because what happens is you come into a community that supports you. I mean, with 20 years, you come into a container. It's like a vessel that the women are there ready to support you, ready to listen to your story. When you go out there, walk out the door every day, you don't get that. You know, how many times do people take the time to listen to you? Everybody's busy, busy, busy. This is a time when people come together and kind of everything slows down and you're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on the woman who's sitting in front of you. What's her story? And so it's a very give and take kind of environment, and it's exciting to be a part of it. And you're right, it's a crucial time because so much is going on around us. There's so many shifts. We're talking about one of our values is midwife and the evolutionary shift, you know, that we're all going through, that we're part of it. We're creating this new world that we're all kind of, you know, longing for.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is about this longing for, you know, many of us are doing this. I mean, I went through, and, you know, my coach, my spiritual coach, Lef Joyce, she's my like, tells me what to do. She really does. But at some level, you know, I get to say to her, I have a huge vision and I'm scared to death of it. What do you see are the greatest challenges for women right now Where are we in the screen? And the reason I get to ask you this is because 20 years ago you had a perception of where women were. I want to see what your thoughts are, where we are today. And have the challenges changed for us, Chris?
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I think before we were just beginning our exploration. I mean, we'd been through the feminist movement in the 60s, 70s and all that. And then I think there was sort of a going back. And the 90s, when Woman Wisdom started, there was a beginning, I think, again, of women's groups or the spiritual quest. But now it's kind of like, okay, we've been there, done that. We've been on this transformational journey, but I think we're on this edge of something new we can't even define. And that's what brings up the fear, because we don't know where we're going.
I think you're right. I mean, this is really kind of cool when I get to think about it. How often are you saying yes, even when you don't know what to do about it? Like, for example, Chris, I just said yes to picking up the 10 to midnight hour here on KKNW, broadcast on WBLQ, and also picked up on an Australia network, which we're in the middle of negotiating. And I know what the 10 to 11 hour is going to be. Somebody's going to take that. And then I have the 11 to midnight hour, and I have a lot of ideas about it. But I said yes to that. And it's kind of like I haven't got clarity around it, but you know when something feels right, and then you get afraid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it that you believe, if we remove from the factor of fear, will help women accelerate their lives and their vibration?
Well, when I believe that you can change fear easily to excitement. That's one. It's a very similar feeling.
Yeah, yeah, it is,
and
isn't it?
To recognize, oh, I can be excited about this. And two, I think it's getting support. Don't be isolated. You know, find the support you need. And I'm a bad one about it too, because like yourself, I mean, you're there in the studio with people, but you're kind of an entrepreneur. You've got some staff. I'm alone in my house, and I think a lot of us now, because we left the corporate world, we're alone. I meet once a week at someone's friend's house.
Yeah.
Three of us get together just to sit at our computers and work together so we can kind of chat and compare, like, oh, what do you think of this? And I think we need to find the support, however you can do it, someone to listen to your ideas, someone to, you know, bounce off, to be the yes for you, because we're very good at saying no to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Yeah. I'm actually looking for somebody to do that, because that's how I actually got my dissertation done. Otherwise, I'd still be working on that thing, right? 8 years later or whatever, I'd still be working on it. Because do you find that women are really needing other women now more than ever and not quite sure how to connect? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think, I mean, just from our draw of people joining our committee to work on the conference, they are looking. And sometimes you don't know or you're afraid to. Like, well, I don't want to join that group because what if it's not right? Well, you just have to test it out.
I love this. Chris, let's talk about this year's celebrating 20 years. How have you made this special? How have you made this different, the Women of Wisdom? And please, let's make sure we tell people the website so they can find out more about it.
Yes, so you just go to womenofwisdom.org, www.womenofwisdom.org, and look for the Conference 2012 link. Well, this year, what's different? I'm not sure what's different as far as our program. You know, our program is still the same kind of program because it works.
Okay.
Because it's intimate, because we do our workshops that are in-depth, because we have created this environment that we started back 20 years ago. We just keep building it every year and looking at how is it going to shift this year? This year's theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine, Our World is Ready. And so that kind of speaks to the energy that we're holding. And the programs, the workshops this year, I think, are amazing. I think the program has got really great content, not only from our featured guests, which I will share, but we call our local workshops. Some people are coming. We have someone from Hawaii. We have someone from Toronto. We have someone from New Brunswick, Canada. So they do come from all Atlanta, Georgia. They do come from all over, but the majority is from the Pacific Northwest. But they're coming with such a gift, and that's the uniqueness about Women of Wisdom is people come sharing their gifts, but everybody comes and shares, even the participants. So that there's that aspect of that. It's very experiential, and that's what makes us different. So we've kept that format. One of the things that we're doing is bringing back Goddess Chant, which is our kind of, we started, well, Goddess Chant was our first what we call a ritual theater experience. Ashana Carroll's, it's a concert that she wrote, performance concert piece. First performed in the year 2000.
Wow.
And so we're bringing that back. We just had our first choir rehearsal last night. There's like 35 people in the choir.
Wow.
So you can feel that excitement.
Wow,
you know? And that,
yeah.
That is such a expression of the Divine Feminine, that concert. People are on their feet. When it happened in 2000, it just opened people's eyes to the potential of the feminine being expressed in song and dance and words. And afterwards, we're having a 20th celebration party downstairs. And so that's going to be a highlight evening.
Well, you know, what I hear you saying, and we'll talk about this when we get back, is that there is a sense of excitement. I'm hearing this all over the place, Chris, and I know on your radio show, you know, you've addressed this as well. Actually, all of the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio are into the groove on this. There's a newfound level of excitement about life, about living, about being of service, and folks are having a hard time articulating, right, what that actually is. I love what you said, the shift from fear to excitement, because that level of excitement, you know, really washes away doubt. When we come back, Christine is going to share who some of the speakers are, who are participating in the workshop, and how you can find out more. You're going to want to sign up for the Women of Wisdom event conference soon. She'll give you the dates of this and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity, prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Protects you like a child. That's a woman.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. P, joined by my main man, Mr. B.
What up?
And our sidekick, Buddy B.
Still not working.
Buddy B, it's still not working mm-hmm. for me either.
Like I said, it'll just happen. You're
just
stretching
happen.
For it.
I'm stretching.
Yeah.
That just came out.
I know.
He seems like a buddy to me, though. I think of him like a buddy guy.
I don't know. Brian, do you think you're... But no, he doesn't.
Okay. Yesterday, guess what?
Yet. Someday.
Yesterday, he was my surrogate grandchild. So we are making a step up here, folks. Welcome back, everybody. Christine is joining us on the show
Awkward.
Today. Awkward. We do look a little bit alike. We're talking about...
How?
We're talking about the Women of Wisdom, celebrating 20 years at the Women of Wisdom. Phenomenal event this year. Chris, welcome to the show. Let's let everybody know, first of all, the dates and then the best place to register. And then we're going to get right into, wow, who's showing up, who's speaking, what the workshops are.
Okay, well, it's February 16th through the 20th. And we have two venues. It's at North Seattle Community College for all our workshops. And we have three evenings at Seattle First Baptist Church. On Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And I want to point out the evenings are open to men, and even our Sunday night workshops are co-ed. So we always like to include the men in the ways we can feel have them be part of with us.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, but still have that intimate time where women need to gather. Women still need to gather, so it's important.
That's right.
So you can register. Just go to the Women of Wisdom website, womenofwisdom.org, and there's when you go to the conference page, there's links on registration information, conference information. And I want to point out right now through January 31st, there's a special. You can bring a friend to our half-day workshops, which are fabulous. The half-day workshops, you can bring a friend for a reduced price. Instead of the normal prices are $35.45 for member, non-member.
Yeah.
You can bring a friend for $25. So you can... share that savings and save a little money. And we also have, teens can come for $5, and we have prices for students and young women, special weekend price for teens and young women and seniors also. So there is special pricing. There is work exchange volunteers and scholarships available. So we really try to make it that everybody can attend. And you can even walk through the doors just to pick up on the ambiance and meet people. You can come to the Goddess Market, with arts and crafts, handmade arts and crafts. We have a healing temple where you can get a reading, a tarot, or you can get a healing. And we just even have this place, a little room, a cozy little room that's draped in cloths and pillows on the floor where you can relax. It's called our pink tent. And concessions come out of tea. You don't have to, so it doesn't cost anything to come in the door and just look around at, like at the art show. And we have $5, $5 to $10 one-hour things in the afternoon. So, you know, the price ranges that everybody can attend at whatever level they can afford.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now,
so our featured guest this year, our opening night is Thursday, February 16th, and that is with Jean Shinoda Bolen and Noemi Tutu.
Mm. So tell our listeners a little bit about each of those in case they don't know who these folks are.
Yes, well... Jean is going to be speaking on Gaia, the living earth, goddess, archetype, and mother of us all. And she's the author. She has a new book out about trees and tree people and how they're going to save the world. And she's written lots of books like The Goddesses in Every Woman, The Gods in Every Man, The Million Circle. She's an MD and a union psychologist. And you know, an amazing woman. She's a spokesperson for women around the world. She's been working very hard to get that fifth world, you know, like the UN puts on that. The last conference was in 1995 in Beijing. She has been promoting having the next one, and actually might, there is looking like a good chance to for it to happen in the next 3 years or so.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is part of, as you said, you know, raising the vibration and doing things to get people involved. So this is an amazing platform, bringing together some of the world's most, you know, preeminent speakers on topics that are all about that. So you've got a stellar lineup this year. Not that you haven't in past years, but I think that this year is so important to bring people together.
Yes. But I just want to share that same night, Naomi Tutu, she's the daughter of Desmond Tutu, and she talks about healing the wounds of racism, you know, and about truth and reconciliation. And I met her this spring, and just I think she's an amazing woman. And I love her approach to how she talks about racism, and it's about talking about we all do how we all do the other to each other. Whenever we make a judgment, and you know, an hour after she spoke, I caught myself doing it too. Like, whoa, I just did the other in my head. I didn't do it out loud. But so often we, you know, we'll discount what somebody says because, oh, well, they're so-and-so or,
yeah,
or, you know, whatever we do. And it's, you know, if we think about it, that's a way of separating ourselves. It's not seeing the other person for who they are. We don't have to agree with them, but we don't have to make them wrong for what they feel is important.
You know, I think, this is an interesting topic, and I'm not going to get into the detail of this right now, but, you know, I think that the team here at the Dr. Pat Show is feeling a bit of this. And, you know, feeling a bit of how do you support a platform or a person, especially somebody that has a very, very, very powerful message, but yet excludes a population. And this is, you know, I'm specifically talking about some of the religious leaders out there right now that have very powerful messages about positivity and so forth, but exclude the entire gay population from any of that conversation. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because here in the state of Washington, our governor has come forth and made a statement about her feelings. So, you know, the topic about inclusion is so important this year, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, yes, and it's one of our going forward and part of our statements of that we created at our Woman of Wisdom Council retreat. And it's about the inclusivity of all. And we're actually, you know, we have changed and made a policy. It's not the change. It's just we're making a statement. It's a policy of women at Woman of Wisdom includes anyone who lives their life as a woman and relate to being a woman.
Right. Right. You know, this is kind of, that's kind of bold statement there, Chris.
I know.
I you know what I'm saying? We're talking transgender and so forth and so on.
Yeah, and we're not putting the labels on it.
No, I know. I love that you didn't do that. I have never heard that before.
Well, we feel it's very important. And we
Brilliant.
Know it's going to, it could push some people's buttons, but we're going to be prepared. But if we all, the planning committee and everybody's involved, holds that energy, it has to open up, you know, and we're here to hold that for that to happen. And, you know, yeah, it brings up a lot of issues, but
I love it. I think it's time.
You know, we have to move forward in that direction.
I think it's time to bring up some issues, don't you? I mean,
you know,
Time Magazine wasn't really off. They're brilliant, you know, brilliant by putting the, you know, this year's person of the year as a protester, right?
I know. I thought that was brilliant, too.
I know. And, you know, some people thought, really? Of course. I mean, right now, you want to talk about women? Right now, Chris, and I know you may have heard about this, and then we're going to get into the rest of the people. But right now, in South Africa, there's a thing that's called corrective rape for lesbians over there. Corrective rape to correct them, you see?
Yeah.
Have you heard of anything so absolutely inhuman? I mean, can we all join in to say we're going to stop some of the atrocities on the planet?
Well, I think that's what women are needing to step up to do, and I think it's happening. I think more women are speaking up. It's women who are going to change that.
And that's what the Dalai Lama said. So, Chris, who else do you have planned? Tell us all about
Friday
the juiciness.
We're very excited. We have Jean Houston.
Love Jean.
Yes, and of course she just gets everybody riled up and excited, and she's talking on women and the repatterning of human nature.
I love that.
And all these women have a full day workshop too. And also, we're going to end the evening with Ubaka Hill, who's this fabulous drummer and just gets everybody on their feet and all excited. So that's going to be a great evening. And our last featured guest is Imsara, who's going to be on your show in the next hour.
Yeah.
And she is doing a two-day intensive workshop. This is something we did add back. We used to do these when we had eight-day-long conferences.
Yeah.
We did the two-day intensives where
people
could really go into a topic and explore it. And so we brought this back. And Imsara is doing it's a pre-conference. She's doing the Alchemical Cosmic Pyramid of Light programs. But, you know, it's about transforming your life. And it's going to be Wednesday and Thursday for 2 days.
I think you got to be completely jazzed about this. I mean, beyond the 20-year celebration, there's a whole energy about this. And you know what I love about this that you and I are not talking about? We're not talking about the fact that this 2012. I mean, Jack Canfield said it in an interview I did with him, and he said, you know, there's so much energy going into 2012. How disappointed and depressed are people going to be the first day of 2013? And, you know, his point was, why not create a life that isn't about this year, but that's about life? And that's what you're doing. Chris Danis, everybody joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, lots more juiciness to tell you about. We'll give out the dates again, and we'll talk about how you can get involved. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
sing that song, Whitney Houston.
No, this is Chaka Khan.
You sing that song, Chaka Khan.
Newer version. Older version.
Is it an older version?
It's all
version?
The same. Chaka Khan.
Is she the original version of it? And then did Whitney redo it
for
the movie?
Yep.
What is that movie? The Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Step in. Be every woman. Christine is joining us here today, the founder of Women of Wisdom. And we're getting ready for that celebrating 20 years. Chris, thanks for joining me here today. You know, let's just make sure everybody understands that there are so many things going on this year. And let's repeat the theme again so that, you know, people can really lean into it.
Yes, it's radiate the divine feminine. Our world is ready. And when we go through a big process of choosing the theme, it started our first meeting in the spring. We were singing at the end of a meeting. We sang, "She's got the whole world in her hands."
Yeah.
And Elle went, "There's the theme."
Yeah.
And we hung on to that for a while, but things evolve. And this says the same thing, the same energy, but it just came to this, these phrases. And everybody just, you know, we know when we resonate with it.
Yeah. And, you know, isn't it interesting how things evolve? How have you evolved, Chris?
Oh, my God.
Saved it for last.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm actually in transition. It says it in the brochure. Saturday night, they're going to honor me as my last year is directing the conference. And I don't call myself as a director because I sort of coordinate everybody and manage everybody. And I oversee versus really direct things. But now, I'm shifting so that sometimes you have to create the void for people to step up to, but it's time for me to move on, and I can't move on when I'm in this role that demands a lot of attention.
I know.
And so I am formally making that shift, and it's with a lot of emotion. It's hard because it's like for me not to be at a committee meeting to plan the conference, like that's half my social life.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it's hard, but I also know I have to, and that's what spirit's calling is, or it can be the death of me.
Mm.
You know, and that could be the death of wow. I mean, you know, I can feel that. Like, no, this is not doing me well anymore in my role as it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the doing role. What I'm going to move into is the consulting role. And a spokesperson is what I should be as a founder, where I can go out there and talk about WOW and,
right.
and be that for the organization. But I'm also starting a new business called Chrysalis Leadership, where I'm taking our model of circle leadership that we've been working in for almost 10 years and bringing that to organizations who are looking for a new model of beyond the hierarchy, beyond
right.
the boss says we're to do this, or how to resolve conflict in a co-creative way for everybody to be part of creating the solutions. And so I'm off to kind of create that business and whatever that brings.
So this is really, it's such a time of transitions for all of us. You know what I'm saying? I just left a meeting this morning with someone I had begun working with last year to launch a completely different venue of producing water. New technology, and just to completely move beyond all of the waste that happens through bottled water and so forth and so on. And so I always look at spirit, and I want to ask you this question. I always look at spirit and I say, okay, there's got to be a reason this is showing up for me right now. This has got to be a reason the late night radio is showing up for me. It's got to be a reason that this is showing up. You know, how do you call spirit in to get clarity around the things that are showing up for you?
Well, it's just like the way this Chrysalis leadership business came. I think it's listening to what the universe, like you've said, these things are showing up. So it's listening and seeing what's showing up, and then it's sitting with it quietly and going, does this resonate? But when it resonates, you just know. There's no question. It's like when Woman Wisdom started. There was no question in my mind when I got that idea because it is spirit-led. There was no question when I had this idea of doing this new business of consulting came after working with some people and facilitating some conflicts and facilitating strategizing how, you know, what are your values, who are we, and all those things that come up in for organizations and committees and things like that. that it just came to me in the spotlight, oh, I could do this as a business, you know, that's, and seeing my role, like, I like doing this and I'm good at it. And then when it resonates, it's just like, there's no, you don't hear the no voice. You don't hear yourself questioning. And then it's allowing that to just, for me, it's allowing that to sit with it to see how, well, how is this going to develop?
I love that format because, you know, more and more of us are taking whatever it is we've learned over these past 20 years or so, Chris, right? And going back into organizations, I'm doing the same thing. And, you know, coming from a corporate world, I mean, you know, I spent 25 years in a corporation in the old structure. It's taken me a while to go back in there. What's inspiring you to bring your message to corporations? What do you hope the end game to look like?
The end game? Well, a change in how corporate America is, a change where every worker who's in a company has a voice. I mean, that's what really drives it. And it's part of Women of Wisdom. Everybody, you know, that you, we're creating a system, hopefully. And, you know, we're not perfect, but
right,
we're sitting in committee. Everybody has a voice of what we want in the program. Everybody has a voice in the council of what we're creating at Women of Wisdom. And that there's a place for, and we may not all be in agreement, but how do you come to a consensus of who you are as an organization? And to just to bring that format, I think it's so needed, and what I'm hearing, because I have a friend who's in a similar business of doing corporate training, that companies are looking for this because they don't have the model. There are models out there, and there are people doing it for sure, but they need the assistance. I think they need outside people to come in and just help them. I'm just a facilitator. They have all the knowledge.
Well, this is really kind of, you know, the opening. So much has been talked about, and I do want to mention 2012. But, you know, I do want to mention it because there is sort of this energy. I don't, it's kind of like a chicken and egg thing, Chris. It's like, okay, did we create the energy based on the philosophy of what's going to happen in 2012? Or did the energy appear because it truly is the energy of 2012? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Jack Canfield, when I talked to him and Bill Gladstone, you know, they proposed a very, very interesting question. Are we preparing people for January 1, 2013? You see what I'm saying?
Are we preparing? Well, I think we have to prepare ourselves and just be visible in what we're doing, like Woman Wisdom, to be visible so that people who are seeking can find you.
That is really kind of the key of things, to be able to have enough resources out there that no matter where you are in your life as a woman, it doesn't matter what phase you might be going through, what situation, that you find the resources, the people like Chris Stainis and Women of Wisdom to help you. Chris, thank you for joining me here today. I wanted to just ask you one more time, give out the website and all of the information. And then I want to ask you, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Well, the Woman Wisdom Conference is February 16th through the 20th. And I want people to know that there are even, you can even register on site. If you don't know if you can attend yet, people just walk in the door too. But we do appreciate advanced registration. So you can go to our website. You can also go to Brown Paper Tickets and find Woman of Wisdom and register there. And the phone number is 206-782-3363, and the website, womenofwisdom.org.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. This is so exciting. 20 years, a lot of energy, a lot of commitment, and a lot of passion. Thank you so much, Chris.
Welcome.
Wow. Women of Wisdom, everybody. You know how to find it. Benny, thank you for a great, great show. We are not going anywhere, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've got lots more for you right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.